Good morning. On Sunday, the 30th of April, 2023. The readings for today are from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 19 to 25, and the Gospel according to St. John chapter 10, verses 1 to 10. And I want us to look at this passage in John chapter 10. And it starts off, it's got two titles, Jesus the True Shepherd and Jesus the Good Shepherd. And a shepherd is someone who has sheep. And I know that's pretty obvious, but it's the picture that's being made for us. Let me read from verse 1. And this is Jesus talking. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this illustration, but they did not understand the things which he spoke to them. Jesus has given a picture. And yes, it's a sheepfold, and there's sheep in the sheepfold, and there's a door or there's a gate that enters into the sheepfold so that someone can go in by the gate and come out by the gate, and you can lead the sheep out or take the sheep out. But it starts off by saying it's about two people, Jesus and the thief and a robber, because that's how the other person's described. And in reality, the other person we know is the devil or Satan, but he was originally Lucifer. And Lucifer was one of the three archangels, Michael, Gabriel, and Lucifer. He was at the top of the pile, so to speak. He was the closest thing to God himself. He held a high position of honour amongst all the angels. And yet he fell, because it wasn't enough for him to have what he had. He wanted more. And Jesus, in a way, is similar. Not in that he wanted more, but he's the top of the pile, just like Lucifer was. And we know that Jesus is the Son of God, he's God himself. But in the beginning it was perfection. Yet even in the midst of perfection, Lucifer wanted more. He wanted what Adam and Eve had. He wanted to have that favour before God. He wanted the acclaim that God had. And so Jesus talks about a sheepfold. And Lucifer, Satan as he is now, tried to get in some other way than through the door, through the gate. And let me read verse 2 and 3 again. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens. So there's another person here. There's not just the two. There's not just the thief and the robber, which is talking about one person. And there's not just Jesus. There's a doorkeeper. And so the doorkeeper will recognize Jesus. And perhaps this is important for us to understand and to realise that that's why the thief and the robber climbs up some other way. He does not enter the sheepfold by the door. That's what verse 1 says. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. Why would anybody try to go into the sheep pen other than through the door? That's the easiest way to get in. But when you go through the door, you're the shepherd. And it's obvious that you're there for the benefit of the sheep. Now again, we can look at and think that there's only one shepherd, so anybody else can't be a shepherd. And yet there's this doorkeeper who opens the door to the shepherd. Because obviously the doorkeeper recognises the shepherd too. And then going along with that thought, to him the doorkeeper opens and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. So the sheep know the shepherd just as much as the doorkeeper knows the shepherd. And it's not just because the shepherd comes in by the door. They recognize his voice. And see also the picture in this, because Jesus says that he goes before them and the sheep follow him. Jesus called people to be disciples, people who would follow him, people who would deny themselves, take up their crosses and follow him. And the sheep follow him because they know him and they know his voice. So when you listen, and you listen to me, but you listen to the Bible, are you able to recognize the shepherd? And perhaps more importantly, are you able to recognize the thief and the robber? Because it ends in this particular part of the passage in verse 5 by saying, yet they will by no means follow a stranger, which is singular, but will flee from him, again singular, for they do not know the voice of strangers, which is plural. In other words, there is only one shepherd, but there may be many who try to lead you astray. And the many who'll try to lead you astray will not come in by the same way that the shepherd does. And it's also important that you listen to and hear the voice of the shepherd. And so I would ask you is, do you know the shepherd? Are you familiar with his voice? Do you listen to his voice? And do you follow him? Or are you perhaps easily strayed and drawn away to follow after strangers? Strangers that you know are not the shepherd. Then he goes on and Jesus says, verse 7, most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. So it's not only the door and the doorkeeper opening the door, but Jesus is the door. All who ever came before me are thieves and robbers. Now, but the sheep did not hear them. Sometimes that phrase in English, all who ever came before me, we think that Jesus is standing there and they come in front of him. But I don't think that's what this is saying. It's talking about those who came before Jesus came. In other words, there are people who came to the sheep pen whenever Jesus wasn't there. And they are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. They didn't listen to them. Verse 9, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. So salvation is found in only one person, and that's the shepherd. And we need to enter into the pen by way of the shepherd. Later on in John, We'll read where Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And so Jesus is the door for the sheep to enter in, and we enter in by way of Jesus. And when you enter in by way of Jesus, you will be saved. You cannot be saved in any other way. You can't go round a different way or round a different route. Because when you do that, you're becoming like the thief and the robber. You're no longer a sheep. But sheep come in by Jesus. And then verse 10 says, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy." The thief does not like sheep. The thief does not like sheep. Which, for what the picture's about, is the sheep does not like Christians, does not like people who are followers of Jesus Christ. The thief does not like disciples. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. Jesus comes to give us good things, but the ultimate good thing is life. And life is not just life in this life, but it's eternal life. It's life forever. So I encourage you to listen to the shepherd. I encourage you to know his voice. And if you don't get to know his voice, and that starts by coming into the sheepfold through him. Eternal life is found in no one else other than Jesus Christ. And it is through Jesus Christ that we get to know the Father. For that is eternal life, knowing the Father and knowing the Son whom he sent. And he is our shepherd. He looks out for us. And as it says there, we are able to come in and go out and find pasture, because he provides for us abundantly. So be encouraged and hear and listen to his voice. And look to him who is the door into eternal life. That you indeed will be partakers of the life. It's not just the grass, it's not just the pasture, but it's eternal life with the Father and with his Son, in and through the power of the Holy Spirit, for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.